I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It is time to chat with Tom Lydon about the ETF of the week. Now, Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information, ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETF Trends, and at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
We're going to get right to it. Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares MSCI Turkey Investable Market Index ETF, ticker TUR.
Ticker symbol TUR. It is the Turkey Index. And... I know just from playing that sounder that we've talked turkey before. Now, here we are in a week where the Dow hits a new high and we're talking turkey again. There's got to be a reason why turkey, particularly right now.
Well, Chuck, like we talked about last July, as you mentioned, the same things apply. And I think global economies are in better stead. Markets are feeling better. Investors are feeling better. But still, Turkey is enjoying some of the same positive things that we talked about over 6 months ago. It's really a gateway country right between Asia and Europe. It's not part of the euro. And it also butts up right up against Greece that, is, we all know, is having a heck of a tough time right now. So Turkey, to that degree, is actually benefiting from that. They're educated folks that, from Greece that are coming over to Turkey to go to school and to find jobs. So we're seeing the country like Turkey and its cities, Istanbul, are becoming really cosmopolitan meccas to attract new businesses, young people, education. And with their great strides in adapting fiscal and financial reforms, they're doing quite well.
It's not necessarily that things have changed. The question becomes, is the case that much stronger right now, or is it one of those things that, hey, you either get on board or you get left behind?
Yeah, so to put it in perspective, investors, when they invest overseas, for the most part, first look to developed countries. And most of the developed countries are in Europe that aren't doing that great. And Japan, as we know, haven't done that great either. Then they go to emerging markets. Well, many emerging market countries are doing quite well, but Turkey has recently moved from a frontier country to an emerging market country and really has done tremendously well. On the other hand, Greece just got demoted by Russell indexes to emerging market from a developed country. So what's happening is, although we all feel that there's a global theme and that there are global trends that are going on regarding economies and markets, in many cases, countries can act on their own. And I think what we're seeing here is Turkey continues to enjoy good economic growth, good business growth, young educated people that are willing to work and have opportunities to work. And Turkey continues to aspire to be part of the European Union. Not sure why they want to continue to do that, but it's something that they're continuing to look for. And all these positive things continue to work well for them.
How much of a portfolio should somebody be willing to let Turkey become?
Yeah, so like we talked about before, 5% of your global equity portfolio. So whatever you allocate towards global equities, that makes good sense. It's not too small, but it's not too big. It's kind of the Goldilocks allocation, just right.
Well, and I need to point out that when you had Turkey, and again, it's the iShares MSCI Turkey Investable Market Index, ticker symbol TUR. When you had it on the show last summer, it's up about a third since then. So that's the other question, is we're going to make this asset allocation and we're not worried that it's been run up. We're not going to look for the trend to give us a pause, a refresher, a little sale, anything else?
Well, I think the economic and market conditions are even better than they were 6 months ago for Turkey. So if you made that allocation, great, good for you 6 months ago. I'm not saying taking anything off the table, but if you haven't, I don't think it's too late.
By the way, not taking anything off the table means if somebody put 5% in back then, because I think back then it was still 5% of the global equity portfolio, correct?
That's right.
So they're not even ready to rebalance yet. They've had a nice run-up. It's not 5% of their portfolio anymore. It's more like 6, 6.5, 7.
Yeah, and I think the way you and I have been talking all along, there's been more caution about developed nations, especially in Europe, although they have come back, but not to the extent that Turkey has. So if you are nimble and if you do like doing your homework, here's a good opportunity. But also understand that the allocation can be a little bit lopsided in the sector area. Financials are over 50% of the allocation, followed by industrials and consumer staples. Very little technology.
And what's a reasonable expectation of return? Because 30% over 8 months, which is what we've seen since the last time you talked about it, that's probably a little high under any circumstances. What becomes your expectation on this?
Well, again, it's tough to say. 6 months ago, I never imagined it would be up 30%. But I think going forward, if your long-term allocation is growth, I think you're going to be well-served and probably in a better state than to have an emerging market and a Turkey-specific allocation as opposed to just being in developed nations.
We are talking Turkey. It's the iShares MSCI Investable Market Index ETF. The ticker symbol is TUR. It is our ETF of the week. And no, it is not a turkey. It is the pick from Tom Lydon. You can get more information at ETFtrends.com or at ETFtrends on Twitter. You can also follow him at Tom Lydon. Tom, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the Thursday, March the 7th edition of Money Life. Stick around. We'll be right back.